Hello. Welcome to Q&A about calcium bentonite clay with Perry A., where we address your questions and help you understand the living clay a little better. My name is Perry A. I'm the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, and here today to help you with any questions you might have about the clay so you can understand it better. Excuse me. It's my privilege and honor to address your questions and to help educate the world on the benefits and beauty of calcium bentonite clays. I'm going to slip over and see if we have any questions today. Yes, Lana from Lima, Ohio. Hello, Perry. First, I have a testimonial. I had a fever blister that Abreva did not help, so I mixed some living clay with water and kept putting it on and slept with it on the lip, and by the fourth day, it was healed. Secondly, I have a question for you. I have read a lot about different clays and their properties, and I would like to know your opinion about Terramin clay. It is a red desert calcium marillionite non-swelling clay with a 8.3 pH. This is a clay that was researched by the University of Southern California School of Medicine and used by NASA, used by the Gershon Cancer Institute, and written about by Neva Jensen. So why is living clay better than Terramin red desert clay? Thank you very much, Lana. Lana, there are millions of really good quality clays out there. Terramin happens to be one of them. The answer lies in comparison. We invite you to compare the two clays, to try them, and to see the differences for yourself. The Terramin clay is a little bit grittier. Living clay has a higher pH. It's 9.7. It's higher in calcium and magnesium, and it's a rare calcium bentonite in that it swells three times. It's a three-time swelling clay, whereas your red desert clay, your Terramin, only swells once. Meaning, if you get a one-pound jar and you hydrate all of it with living clay, you're going to get three jars of hydrated clay. If you do the same with the Terramin clay, you'll get one jar of clay. You can't do it three times, so you have to do equal portions. Now, as far as the clay power, there is a uniqueness in each clay, and each clay has different degrees of power and pulling. We've had people tell us that they've gotten better results with our clay in one night than the other clays they've used. We have several practitioners who work under Dr. Robert Young doing the live blood test and the pH ion school, and he uses the Terramin clay. They have tried our clay and looked at the results and switched over. Now, we've sent clay to him. He's been he private labels it, so it has his label on it and has been selling it for years. So it would be difficult for him to switch horses in the middle of the stream. The best answer I can give you is they're both good quality clays. Try them both. The Living Clay Company does laboratory test their clay for quality control and purity, and they test every batch that they get that comes in. And I don't know if Terramin does that. You'd have to ask them about that. Terramin has been around for many, many years. Ray Kong is a fine person. He's the owner of the company. He got into some of these research studies there in California, and it's really helped him. I wish we could get our clay into some of them. We're a rather new company and just launching, so in that regard, we're a little bit behind. But we think the proof is in the pudding, so we invite you to try and compare the two clays. Not that either one of them are bad. I just think you'll see a difference in the way the living clay works. All right. Thank you for that question. If I add clay to lotions or shampoos, will the clay hold the chemicals or will my skin absorb them? You know, if we add clay, the hydrated clay, and it only takes a little bit to our lotions and cream. It thickens them and it holds the lotion on top of the skin. Your skin stays soft all day. It absorbs the greasy oil so you don't have the grease going in and then 3 hours later you need some more hand lotion. As for shampoos, we tried making shampoos with clay once and we found that after we let the bottle sit for about a week, there was a gooey residue the clay pulled to the bottom of the shampoo bottles. So it was pulling something out it deems as chemicals and harmful. And we did pour off the top and use it since we had ordered all this clay and mixed it up and used the top part for shampoo. However, we didn't have a scientist or a laboratory to work with us on what it was pulling out and what it would do with things. So we didn't go into the shampoo business with clay, and that was why. They use clay in beer brewing and winery making to pull the impurities out. They'll stir a little clay in there, and like the shampoo, it pulls the impurities to the bottom of the vat. So they can, you know, funnel off the top of the vat and they get the bad stuff out. And that's sort of how clay works. So thank you for that question. And let's go back and see what else we have. Diane Restman in Round Rock Table. Hi, Diane. You're a neighbor. You're just up the road from me. Please tell me why I might be experiencing a lot of gas a few hours after drinking 2 or 3 ounces of living clay. I have taken the clay this way fewer than 10 times over the past month. Well, there's something in there that the clay is taking out, and it's causing gas. It's working on something, and it's breaking down something, and then gas is the result. I think it should be something temporary. After a while, after it gets you good and cleansed, you shouldn't have that problem anymore. I would say it's a sign that the clay is working. Let's see. Diana in Portridge. How long will it take to be free of metals, and is there research to back up the claims? Also, will it pull out good minerals from the body? Well, first of all, it won't pull out good minerals from the body. All clay is made up of trace minerals, 60 to 80 trace minerals fused together. You don't take it as a mineral supplement because it doesn't produce the amount of minerals. Although you get a few minerals, you won't get enough to consider it a supplement for your daily calcium, magnesium, or whatever, your daily requirements. The minerals are fused together. They work together. They make up what's called clay. So it's not like the individual minerals. So they're not going to pull out good minerals. They don't pull out your good nutrition. They don't hurt your supplements. How long it will take will be free of heavy metals? Well, it depends on how long you've been accumulating and how deeply they're wedged in your body. Some people it takes longer. The best thing to do, we do have people who have shown us their laboratory tests before and after and how much the minerals have decreased. One lady, and she was mostly taking clay baths. She would take 2 or 3 a week and had very high levels of mercury and lead and aluminum. And she sent an email, "Hallelujah, I'm aluminum free. I'm heavy metal free. They're all gone." And she had been doing it about 3 months. And she said she drank the clay, but not religiously, not every day. So the clay baths are very good for pulling it out because it gets lodged in the pores of your skin. What happens is the kidney and liver get overloaded. They are, along with the lymph gland, are our waste disposal sites. They're the ones filtering out the bad stuff and releasing it from the body in urine and feces, and you release through your breath, and those are the filtering systems. When they get overloaded, they can't handle it, and it's like the body takes the toxins and hides them in the soft tissues and joints of the body. Now then, you need something to pull them out. The hot water works to open the pores of the skin, and the clay not only pulls, but clay somehow, the circulation, it stimulates blood flow and oxygen and circulation, which increases the release of the toxins in the body. Most people see results. We recommend you get a blood analysis or a hair analysis test showing your heavy metals levels. Take 2 to 3 baths a week, 1 to 2 cups, depending on how high your heavy metals are. If you're seriously high in several of them, I would use a 2-cup bath for at least the first 2 weeks and do at least 2 baths a week. If they're lower, I think you can do a 1-cup bath. I guess it depends on how quickly you want to get it out of you. We've had 2 or 3 people that have sent them copies of our results. As far as research, we haven't done independent research, but we do have several people who have sent us their results, and their heavy metals levels drop considerably. Let's see. There is a Melissa test, M-E-L-E-S-S-A. It's an online blood test. You have to order it through your doctor. I go to your doctor and see about being checked for heavy metals, and then after, 3 or 4 months, have another blood test, and you can see the results right there. Debbie in Bloomington. Perry, will applying a poultice of clay help heal badly bruised areas of the body? If so, how often to apply to promote healing? Yes, it will. It will, help disperse the, the time it takes depends on your body. Clay is an adaptogen. It works with everybody's system, and everybody's system works differently. I broke my little toe at a trade show when we first got there. I kicked the suitcase during the night. It was black and blue between my little toe. It was just purple. I smothered my toe with clay. I wore sandals, so every time during the day if it started hurting, I'd put fresh clay on it. I just put it over the dry clay. It would take the pain away. It kept the swelling down. At the end of 3 days, that purple between my toes was just gone. Now, I've had other bruises that I've put the clay on, and it took much longer for it to dissipate and absorb out. So I don't know what the difference is. And like I say, it's going to affect everyone differently. A bruise is generally broken blood vessels in an area, and the clay stimulates blood flow and oxygen to help clear that up. It seems to speed up the process from getting over badly bruised areas, and it definitely helps take out the soreness. So, I would apply it on an ad need basis if it's painful. As long as it's painful, keep the hydrated clay on there. If it's on a part of the body you need to cover, use some Glad Press and Seal. If it's on a body you don't have to put clothes over, you may want to leave it on and let it dry. It's sort of variable. You can play with it different ways. All right. Thank you for those questions. And let me go back and see if we have any more. Barbara in Harvest, Alabama. Can it be a disadvantage to take too many baths in a row? I guess the only disadvantage would be is if your skin starts to get dry, and actually after a clay bath, my skin feels baby soft. But in the wintertime, sometimes we all get dry skin more often, so when you get out of the bath, using a body lotion, something of that nature, could probably help with that. But I don't see any risk from it. It's very stimulating. It's very relaxing. You can take a clay bath for a migraine headache. I love to get my bath hot, and I get a towel and roll up and put behind my head, and I just submerge my body down in the clay and keep stirring it around. And I just feel so refreshed, and my skin feels so baby soft afterwards. So I have one mother who gives her daughter, I think, a clay bath every day. She's autistic, and the autistic children, when they take a clay bath, they're calmer, they make more eye contact, and they're more verbal. I don't know how much she's using. Smaller children, you can use smaller amounts, like a half a cup, to a cup. And so you can play around with the amount that you want. I would ask what you are using the clay for, what your the clay baths for, if you're trying to get rid of heavy metals or what. Taking them in a row, I found no problem with at all. My friend Sharon in Fort Collins, Colorado, hi Sharon, would clay pull out the sulfites in wine? I don't know. The sulfites in wine. You know, it's already used to purify wine and to get the impurities out, but you can, I don't know what it pulls out. It seems to have a godlike intelligence and know what the body, what doesn't need to be somewhere. And it pulls, like I said, the Indians say it has a wisdom of its own. It knows where to go and what to do. It's definitely a trick you can do if you drink wine or if you drink anything and drink too much. If you know anybody that ever gets a hangover, give them clay immediately. But if they'll drink the clay that night before they go to bed, they won't wake up with that hangover. I had some teenagers that wanted to start a business in their sorority house, giving clay to people after weekend parties. So we find new uses for clay all the time. I really don't have a definitive answer on that one. I would have to get a chemist and get them to do some testing and tell me. So sorry about that. Pamela from Lancaster. Hi, Pamela. I have the Pro Clay and plan to really get in gear using it with as the weather warms. Any suggestions for mixing large amounts to prevent lumps? I'm using it to shaking my bottle when I make my personal liquid clay. Okay, when you're mixing a large amount, put it in your blender and mix it, and that will get the lumps out. What I do is I put half the water I want in, I put the amount of clay I want in, shake it real, real good, real hard, and maybe for almost a minute, 30 seconds or so. Then I add the rest of the water, and I shake it again. And that generally gets all the lumps out. Now, if you're doing very large quantities, it's difficult to shake it hard and get it out. So then I would put it in a blender, and it will make it very smooth. You know, for your plants, using the Pro Clay is a agricultural clay for your plants. It's not used internally or for the clay baths. It's excellent for your plants. If you have a good compost, a really good compost, for a bucket of compost, a bucket of clay, and it says on there, it gives you a chart for the different soil compositions and for what you wanted to choose, to, how to mix it. We did two beds at our church for the kids wanted to start growing some vegetables and things. And we put the clay, I donated a bucket of clay, and they put it in one bed with a really good compost. Both of them had this really good compost. And the clay, the bed with the clay in it just kicked booty. It outgrew, it outbloomed, it outproduced, and it's amazing. We had a gentleman who used to scoop the water out of his bathtub and throw it out on his lawn. And as spring progressed, he noticed he had this area where he had been throwing the water was greener and would grow faster than the rest of his lawn. So it's a natural fertilizer that plants just love. I use a handful when I'm potting my plants. If I get a fresh plant, I will put the potting soil in and I'll take a handful of clay and mix it in with it. And then I put the plant in and water it in. They adapt very quickly. They just bloom all summer long. If it's a blooming plant, they get healthy and green It's just amazing what it does with plants. I had a friend the other day who has a vegetable garden, and she started some radishes from seeds, and she had her potting soil, and she put the powdered clay in with them, with her seedlings, when she started her seedlings, and then she put her radishes out the bed, and she said they were the sweetest radishes she had ever had in her life. She said they were unbelievably sweet, is how she described them. So it really does make a difference in your plants, and the Pro Clay is just a wonderful clay. It's cheaper than our good clay for internal use and body use. It's a different clay, and but it's excellent for the garden and the yard. So spring is coming on. Get you some, and we just want your indoor plants, outdoor plants. After a clay bath, take a little clay water and go water your plants. Don't waste all that water. It's a little work, but you know, if you have a garden, you do work anyway. So thank you for that question. Okay. Diane Reisman again from Round Rock. Are there any universities doing clay bath study, or is there any research that is available to read? You know, Diane, clay has been researched, but it's been researched under the agriculture department for soils. Clay is in soils, and they study clay. Most all of the studies have done has been by the agriculture department. They have done studies on feeding the clay to animals and noticing that their fur or their hair coat is better, that they cycle in better, that it gets aflatoxins out of their foods, and it has a lot of benefits. They feed it to chickens. The eggs, they lay better. The shells are, you know, not as real hard, and to my knowledge, no one is doing research on clay with regards to health. It's just out of their mind. And I have contacted a few universities and offered to donate some clay, but I haven't gotten any bites back. If you know anybody who might be interested, we would supply some clay for a study if they'd share the results with us. So thank you for that question. Barbara says, I have a Christmas cactus blooming in March due to you watering and using your clay. Oh, I love it. Thank you for that, Barbara. I think I know which Barbara you are, too. And it does. It really, they almost bloom all year long. Thank you for that. Okay, let's see if we have any more. Lynn in Portland, is there any advantage to adding Epsom salts to your clay bath? I don't think so, Lynn. Some people like to do it, and there was a little, you know, people get to mixing things. If I add something to it, it's going to be even better. When I mix clay and Epsom salts and then add water, the clay and the water separate. They don't stay in emulsion. So something about the Epsom salts keeps the clay from really swelling. So I think it is better to do it just a standalone clay bath. If you want to put a drop or two of essential oils in there, maybe a little lavender for aroma, that's fine. But the Epsom salts, I had another gentleman who sprained his ankle and it was really, really swollen, and he had been soaking it in Epsom salts and using ice packs, and the swelling just wouldn't go down. And he got the clay. And this is a week after he had been messing with it with Epsom salts. And he put the clay mask on his ankle, and he said it pulled the water out, the excess fluid out, so quickly that the clay mud kept sliding off, and he had to have to reach down and put back up on his ankle. But it really helped reduce the swelling. And I've had several people who, a gentleman that broke his wrist and his hand and arm were still quite swollen, and we put the clay on and put his splint back on over it, and he said the first thing he noticed was how it reduced the swelling and he could move his fingers a little bit. So, you know, you can try it and see how you like it. I just prefer a standalone clay bath. Sharon at Fort Collins, would it be beneficial to sprinkle dry powder clay around blueberry bushes before applying fertilizer to make it absorb better? Yes, sprinkle the dry powder around and get a fork and kind of turn it into the soil, and then apply your fertilizer and work it in. In the springtime when you start your garden and you're mulching your flower bed, you get a lot of good compost. And like I say, when you, there's some information on the site where if you go to where the ProClay is on the Living Clay site and click on Read More Information, it will show you a chart on what type of soil you're in, how to mix, what's it need. Because if you are in a clay soil, you'll need to add sand to your soil. So if you're in an already dark clay type soil, you want to modify your soil compost and get a lot of compost in there and some sand so that it won't lump and dry and do like clay does in the hot sun. But you can do it that way. You can take the clay water and water them. But I'd really suggest doing the whole bed. You'll just see your bushes do great. Thank you. Those are good. We've gotten a couple of testimonials. Lana from Lima, Ohio. Hi, Perry. Thank you for answering my previous question about Terramin. Is it a good idea to rinse my dogs with some clay water after a bath to prevent the doggy smell, or are there better ways to do it? How about spraying clay water on the furniture to remove the dog smell? Well, clay is a natural odor absorber. You know, I think you could dust your furniture with a little powder clay and then vacuum it. You want to try a small area depending on the color to make sure it won't affect the color. Possibly, you know, try a small area of spraying it with the clay water. Definitely, you could wash your dogs with the leftover bath water. That would be great. It's going to help their hair coat, their skin, everything. So those are good suggestions. You know, one thing we talked about earlier was so many people have computers and they're worried about the emissions from the computers and cell phones and things. And if you put a little bowl of clay, just a little saucer of clay by your computer station, I think it will pull those radio emissions out. And clay is just so absorbent. If you ever put something in your refrigerator, my daughter mixed some liquid clay, put it in the refrigerator, and didn't get the lid on tight. And she said, Mother, my clays taste like perfume. And I said, where do you have it? And she said, the refrigerator. And I said, what do you have in your refrigerator? And she started telling me cantaloupe and onions and all this stuff. And it was just absorbing the odors from her refrigerator. So there are many, many uses for absorbing it. We had a dog that slept under an ottoman, and it always smelled doggy, and we'd sprinkle a little clay underneath there on the carpet. And, of course, it would last about a week because he'd get back under there and keep doing it. We didn't give him lots of clay baths. Should have done more of that. So excellent questions there. Let's see what else we have. Pam says, about the computers, dry clay or liquid clay. I'd put the dry powder, just a little saucer of it around your computer. I have my cell phone. I plug it in at night. I put a little saucer by it. I don't know if it emits when it's not on and you're not holding it up next to your ear. But at night, I take a little thin layer of the clay mask and I put on my face and jaw around my ear that I hold the phone to my right ear all the time. And so, and I use the cell phone quite a bit. So I just put the clay on my cheek and my jaw and around my ear, a thin coat, let it dry and sleep with it on. Last night, my eyes were bothering me, and I put a thin coat over my eyelid. And this morning, when I took my, after my shower, I looked in the mirror, and I had this white gunk in the corner of both eyes. And when I woke up during the night, I could feel the heat. My eyelids were warm where the clay was working on them. So there are lots of different applications. I guess I go to bed with clay on me somewhere every night. I have some moles on my face that are shrinking, but you have to do it daily applications. And, of course, I don't do it during the day, so at nighttime I put it on these moles, and they're actually getting smaller. It's taken many months, but I'm going to stay with it and keep doing it. Some things it works on faster and some things a little slower. Wonderful questions today, ladies. Thank you. All right, I'm going to go over to the phone line and see who we have there. Would anyone on the phone line like to ask a question? If you would, if you'll press star 2 on your phone, and that will signal me, and I can release the button, and you can be online with us. So if you have any question, press star 2. And I don't see any indications there. I'm going to go check my questions one more time, because generally I get off and questions come back after I get off. They pop up on my screen. Hitting refresh. Nothing's coming up. It's 12:31. I've and so I'm going to call this a wrap for today. Thank you for the wonderful questions and for your interest in calcium bentonite clay. Have a wonderful week and weekend, and this is Perrier signing off. Thank you and goodbye.